Because we're going to look at two types of faith, not a faith of faith. Because one of the guys we're going to look at, he has an attitude of you
something's going to be more than one year. All we know is that the people around him thought that he needed to be healed, so they decided to bury him to Jesus, and then
Verse 25, then Jesus put his hand on his eyes again and made him look up, and he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Now, this is the only time in the Bible where anything like this happens. Jesus did a partial miracle. Think about that. Jesus was and is God in the flesh. That means he could have done anything he wanted to do. He wasn't running low on power that day. Do you understand that? This is something Jesus did intentionally. Why did he do that? I believe the answer is found at the beginning of the story, because they brought him to Jesus and they begged him to heal the man. And here's what you need to understand. God doesn't respond to begging. God doesn't respond to bargaining. He responds to faith. If God responded to begging, he would have healed the man instantly. God doesn't respond to begging. God doesn't respond to bargaining. How many of you have ever tried to bargain with God? Oh, Lord, I promise next time I will study for this test if you will just help me pass it. Come on, we bargain with God. Oh, Lord, I promise I'll slow down next time. Just please let me out of this ticket. Lord, blind the eyes of the state trooper. We bargain with God. Lord, I promise I'll never eat 24 donuts again. Just take this sickness away and don't make me fat. You try to strike a deal with God. God doesn't respond to bargaining. He responds to faith. Over and over and over again, when Jesus healed people, he would say what? Your faith has made you whole. So the reason Jesus heals him halfway is because he wanted to see if this man would have faith for total healing. He gave him a taste of the miracle to see if some faith would rise up within him to believe in Jesus for total healing. Look at what Jesus says to the man after he's healed. He sent him away to his house saying, neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town. In the beginning, Jesus does what? He leads him out of the town. Now he's telling him, don't go back to the town. Come on, somebody say, don't go back. Jesus is telling the man, don't go back to the comfort zone of your affliction. I want you to let this sink in. In his hometown, he didn't really need a miracle. Why? Because everybody did everything to accommodate his dysfunction. Everybody catered to his affliction. It's very apparent in the story by the fact that they led him to Jesus. They took care of him, they told him, they led him to room. It was hunger for God that led Paul and Silas into the belly of a Roman jail. When you get hungry for God, God will lead you into uncomfortable places and situations that seem impossible. It might not be comfortable, it might not be familiar, but sometimes it's the only way to God that you see about you. God is looking for people who will just come and go and now let's compare that to the story of Bartimaeus in Mark 10:10, Mark 10:46. Now this is a strange thing to say, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. Because John Mark, the author, is literally saying the same thing twice. You know, Bar is the Hebrew word for son, right? Bar Mitzvah, son of the covenant. Bar Timaeus literally means son of Timaeus. So Bar Timaeus, and then to say son of Timaeus, he's repeating himself. But if you look at the original text, you'll find that he says it once in Aramaic and then once in Greek. And if you look at the meaning of these two words, you'll see why. Because Timaeus comes from the Hebrew word tamei, which means defilement. So Bartimaeus in Aramaic means son of defilement. That is his name. The name is a sinful name, but in Greek, Timaeus means Find y'all anymore. I gotta have my park. Everybody's gotta be nice to me. Everybody's gotta smile at me. I've gotta have my seat. It's gotta be the perfect temperature. They've got to sing my favorite songs. The sound has to be right. The lights have to be right. If all the singers are on key and the Pastor John's preach is good, then I'll worship. Then I'll praise God. Then I'll respond to God. Are we going to be like the man in Bethsaida, where Jesus has to literally hold our hand and gently lead us out of our comfort zone and out of our affliction and give us a halfway miracle so we'll believe for more? Or are we going to be like blind Bartimaeus, who didn't have nothing, who was nothing, who apart from the grace of God was lost and undone and in a helpless place, didn't have any help, but he didn't need any help. He said, baby, I don't care who stands against me. God plus me is a majority, and I don't care. I don't care if I have to park in the woods. I don't care if I sit down and the chair leg breaks, I'll stand and praise him. I don't care how many people are against me. I don't care if people are rude to me. I don't care because I'm not here for them. I'm here for Jesus. I'm hungry for more. And if I got to press through everybody, then I want to press through everything.
I'm going to go to the hospital.